You're listening to Binging the Devil's Fruit, a One Piece manga read-through podcast where the best fruits are the ones you savor and are best enjoyed taking your time consuming. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Binging the Devil's Fruit. This is episode 63 of the podcast. I am your host, John Mookie Warajingham. Joined as always with my co-host, Jeff Peanut. Wow. I guess I really want it to be Halloween now because it stopped being cold. It's May or like June for you guys, but it's like the middle of March and winter feels like it just ended a little early. And like I say before we started recording, I started wearing shorts for the first time, so it's nice to have the warm weather back. Like not even 24 hours after the daylight savings time finished.
Yeah, it's like 65 where I am.
Yeah, around that for me. And it's the perfect weather to read some One Piece, except things aren't so great where Luffy and the gang are right now. We should probably go check in to see if they're okay.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do that then. If you would like to read along with us while we binge the Devil's Fruit, Shonen Jump has their entire manga library available through their subscription service for just $2 a month. Or if you happen to have the physical volumes of Omnibus is handy, that works too. No, we're not being paid to say this. I wish we were. And remember, when you hear this sound, that means it's time to turn the page. Anyway, thanks for coming along with us and enjoyed the read through. Chapter 283, on the front line of rescuing love.
Ace's great search for Blackbeard, Volume 11, infiltrating the Navy base. And yeah, Ace knocked out a Navy man, and he's planning to infiltrate the base.
The ace of the base? I saw the sign, and it opened up my eyes. I saw that sign. Okay, I guess that reference is lost on you. Let's start.
Okay. Seems like a fast path. Sanji woke up. This can't be. Hey, Usopp, wake up! This is no time to be sleeping! And he just stomps Usopp with Pili, who's still knocked out. Sue. What is it? Don't talk, just get ready. Oh, get ready for what? We have to save Nami. Save her? I remember the god showed up. He's not here anymore. He left a long time ago. Crap, it's our fault she was taken. And because she was so cute. Taken? What to? There. And it's the arc coming out from land. What is that? A ship in the forest? I caught a glimpse of her just for a second. She was on that ship. It doesn't matter what that thing is. All I know is that Nami didn't have her shirt on. Who cares about that?
I do.
Jesus. Anyway, I don't understand what's going on. Where's Konis and that weird knight? I don't know, but hurry. The ship looks like it's going to fly away. Fly away? It's not moving now, so this is our chance.
And then we're wrapping up the scene with Sanji and Usopp. You want me to go up there with you? Of course. You got that thing, right? The rope that comes out of your belly? You can borrow the Usopp. So I'll stay. Just hurry up if it flies away. We won't be able to reach it. We're coming for you, Nami. And then Usopp and Sanji leave. What? They're on the ship, but they're still wounded. Oh, it's Konis. Looking on at what's going on with Sanji and Usopp. Sanji's climbing the Usopp rope while Usopp is just dangling on the bottom. I want to get it off. If it goes any higher, we won't be able to get down, Sanji. Whichever way you're looking at, the god's going to be on that ship.
This card can't handle Usopp's cowardness.
There's no going back now, so just deal with it. I don't care if he is a god. He better not lay a finger on Nami, or I'll become the demon of the blue sea. Nami! And then we just cut to Enru just staring menacingly.
He's staring menacingly at Nami. If you don't want to be on this arc, there's only one other destiny for you. There's no way I can fight against him. But I don't want to stay on this ship. It's the truth, I don't regret it. Not a very smart thing to say, in my opinion. Now, if you've lost your last chance of survival, or you want to put your faith in the little two rats who just climbed aboard? Yeah. What? And back outside, Sanji, what are you planning to do? Oh, and what the hell? They're now both climbing the side of the ship, but what the hell does Usopp have Does he have octopus on his shoes?
It has, it's octopus slippers. Like he's using the suction cups to like maintain his balance.
It's a huge ship. There could be hundreds of people on it. There's no way we'll reach her. On top of that, if the god or his bastards show up, quit sniping. In any event, the enemy can use Mount Antra, so there's no point in sticking around. Once you get in, we'll split up and both head straight for the deck. Nami should be there. What? We're splitting up? Idiot, if we don't split up, we'll both go down. Why are you making it sound like one of us is going to die? Wait a minute, are you going to... for Nami?
Listen, Usopp, if it's for Nami, I'm okay with you sacrificing your life. I am going to beat you so hard! Okay, let's go. Wait for us, Nami! We're not done talking here! Yeah! It seems they're actually planning to rescue you. How idiotic. Who is it? Luffy's the only one who can move. How did they get on board? And Enaru notices movement behind him, and he just dodges. Or Nami dodges because Sanji tried to hit him. Yeah! And Nami's heartbeat is racing now. Just because there are people here to rescue you doesn't mean you're going to be rescued. And I am under no obligation to wait either. I'll just have to take the chance and jump. If I stay here, I'm dead. Is there a way to battle lightning? So my mistake. That was actually Nami dodging.
And it's Usopp running and through the mechanics of the ship. There's no one here. And on such a huge ship, how is it run without manpower? How can a ship fly in the first place? I've never heard of something like that. I'm getting scared just thinking about being on this kind of ship. Creepy. What power is it? Will it fall? Besides, even if we find Nami on the deck, it's too high up for us to get off. What are we going to do?
And back in the ruins. I see what's going on. Nico Robin. Robin's using her hand powers to make hands and feet spat on the back of so and the other unconscious people to drag them to safety.
Work smarter, not harder.
The sky keeps getting darker.
He'll start the complete annihilation soon. And then back to the citizenry of Skypiea. Get on the boat! Hurry to the White Sea! There's no time! What an ominous ship! The country really is going to be destroyed. Yeah, it's just a traffic of people trying to escape. It's like a disaster movie where traffic's building up on a freeway. Mm-hmm. And then back to the Shandora. Chief, what should we do about the warriors? They haven't returned from the upper yard yet. There's no need to wait. But what are you saying? The warriors are not children. They can take care of themselves. You must believe in them. Enru is going to destroy this country. There's no doubt about that. He'll do the same thing he did to his homeland, Bilka. Hurry and set sail. We must ensure that everybody here lives. It's all over. Wiper, this must suffice. We've done all we can.
And Konus looks up at the ship as she flash passes. Did you come from the East Blue? You flew up in our ship. Do you live here? It's all happening in the forest that's right before my eyes. And yet, I don't know what's going on at all. I can only wait. I hope everybody is all right. As the storm gets more and more intense. And, it's Aisa on the birdhouse. Pierre. Birdhouse, I'm so sorry. You are trying to protect me.
Aisa.
Help me. How did you fall like that? And then, sure enough, it's Luffy with his hand stuck in, liquid metal.
Turn to the page. And then, he's now holding the giant golden ball above his head. All right, I kick this stupid thing off. Stupid golden ball. Don't say that. Oh yeah, there's a translation issue there. In Japanese, Luffy said something that sounded like he was saying he can't get off his balls, and Aisa interpreted that to be him saying something dirty. Anyway, let's get back to the vine where Robin was. I won't let Enaru get away with this. Okay, don't think I'll be defeated so easily. We're gonna chase that ship down. I know where it's headed. And yep, the Arc Maxim continues to ascend. Yeah, you're amusing, girl. I did it. So that's a Blue Sea weapon, huh? As he dodges a attack from Nami.
Thunderball, as he manages to deflect, use her a weather baton to deflect the thunder.
Well, that's a good idea, creating a path for lightning to pass through. You couldn't have done it if you didn't understand weather patterns, but it's no use.
As more and more lightning begins to rush towards her, but you must have already realized, when I increase the scale of my attack, your trick would be useless, isn't that right? I've no time to play. Be off with you.
There's nowhere left to run.
No, you disappear. Killer move, exploded star. And there's a loud explosion. And as Usopp, sorry.
Usopp.
Didn't know. In the chapter.
Yep. Usopp tried to blow him up. Hopefully he did blow him up. Well, I guess we'll find out together. And chapter 284. Austin's favorite word.
Sorry. And yet it's another color spread of the straw hats just relaxing. And Luffy's taking a nap. Seems like, Nami's gonna put some of those goofy branch. Groucho Marx glasses on him.
Mm-hmm.
Nico Robbins relaxing with a book, as is Chopper, and so even in his sleep, he's still working out. And it's Usopp making those Groucho Marx episode glasses.
Yeah, but he's passing around everybody. And he also put one on the dog that's also smoking a cigarette.
Smoking. And meanwhile, probably got that cigarette from Sanji, who's just making a latte.
And if you look on the bottom, the straw hat insignia is also wearing them.
Love it.
Okay, so it's my turn to start. I'm going to get the first three because there's a random sketch panel on the beginning here. Oh, and yep, so it's an establishing shot of the Arc Maxim. Nami and Enaru are looking at Usopp, who just broke in through the engine room of the Arc Maxim. Oh, it's you. We met on the boat. Huh? Where's Sanji? What? Sanji's here? You mean he hasn't gotten here yet? Oh, I see. And he immediately closes the door. Hey! Run away? What kind of man would I be if I ran away? And he opens the door back up. I don't care if you are the guy! And he immediately gets blasted. Ah! And he starts dodging towards Nami. Usopp! Nami! What? What do you want me to do? Help me, you idiots! Didn't you come here to save me? Well, I can't seem to recall. Then why did you come here? I don't know. What do you mean you don't know?
Well, I'd like to save you, but we're up against the god, you know.
I know.
They both said a lot before. Narrowly dodging lightning. Oh, I love this manga. Nami. That hat. He notices. Yeah, it's Luffy. He was here until a moment ago, but he fell off the ship. I'm sure he's fine. It's Luffy, after all. Well, we can't expect him to rescue us on a flying ship. True? Let's just try to get out of here. I don't want to die. I should try to split up as they nearly dodged another lightning attack. Okay. Stay by this electric tube. It's probably an important instrument. I bet he wouldn't aim at it. Attack near it. Usopp, look over there. A waver. I think we can use it to get away. Get away, but we're up too high. In the forest, there's an island clap. Oh, it's where you can land on. If you make it that far, right, and... Oh, did it. It narrowly avoids Usopp from the looks of it.
And, yep, Usopp's doing an after-image dodge as if he was a Street Fighter character. I'll distract him somehow. You get away. Okay. Take this, God! Usopp! Voodoo! A needle gets stuck beneath your fingernail. Ouch! Ow! It hurts just thinking about it! Idiot, cover your ears! Did you want to die? A paper cut in between your fingers. And Enaru is not fazed at all. And also, this sucks because I got a paper cut at work today. So it really...
Oh, no.
5 canker sores on your gums! And then Enaru just slacks it with the pole. Usopp!
I got to hurry and get ready. If we're going to make our escape, we'll only have one chance to do it. As he continues to whack Usopp, she gets on the river. Usopp! Oh, but seems like she got Enaru's attention.
Good. We're heading that right direction. There are clouds around that vine. Okay, let's go! Usopp! As he's just lying on the ground. I'm bloodied. If you want to escape, you'll have to get through me first. It won't be easy. Usopp, grab on! As he tries to reach out to Usopp as he rides towards him, tries to rave on him.
Give me your hand! As she barrels towards him on the waver, and she tries to grab Usopp's hand, but Anaru puts it back down with his pole. This is not the time to save yourself! As he prepares another lightning attack. Usopp! But sure enough, Sanji comes in and kicks Usopp onto the waver. Go! And then, on the flash of lightning...
Sanji! Hey, Nami, get going. This is right direction, right? What? Thor! As a big, massive lightning blast takes out a part of the ship. Wait. Usopp, why are you accelerating? Sanji's here. It's okay, just go. He's made his decision as a man. Don't waste his efforts. As they fly off the ship. Yep. They're off the craft, are they? But they don't realize they're still within my range. That doesn't count as getting away. Huh? Ah, God. There was one more thing I wanted to say. But before that, thanks, as Sanji takes a drag from his burnt cigarette.
I was just thinking, how I wanted the light. And what is it you wanted to say? Oh, drop dead. As Sanji seems to have done so himself. But then a lot of noise is coming from the Arc Maxim. What? The ship! And the storm coming out of the funnel on the top, it stops and starting to put out explosive smoke. You!
Watch what you're doing inside the ship just now. And Sanji doesn't answer as he's passed out. How dare you? Look at what you've done. The gears are jammed. I have to fix this. As he rushes down below deck. Appears to be a claw. Oh, it's Usopp.
Yeah.
Nami landed safely on the cloud. Usopp, hop! Oh, it's another mini SBS. Okay, there's no reader this time, so you can just read it.
Here are the results of my experiment. I've concluded that it's not so good to draw using your mouth. So please don't ask me to do anything like this ever again. Shuichi, my front teeth hurt. They're going to crack. We'll continue the question corner in the next volume. And it's a picture of every Straw Hat pirate as Oda drew them with his mouth.
God. Okay, hopefully he can give his teeth a rest in...
Chapter 285, Capriccio.
Ace's great choice for Blackbeard, Vitamin 12. The Navy's all-you-can-eat buffet. And so enough, Ace is making a pig out of himself at a buffet, much to the one on a Marine Navy man's confusion.
Hey.
And wow, they...
Hey, back when Old Country Buffet was the thing, back when I lived in New Jersey, that was me at the fried chicken and a macaroni and cheese table. I ain't gonna. I'm not gonna lie. All right, you're getting the next two pages.
And Usopp's fun. I'm falling. I'm going to crash. I'm going to hit something and die. And
boink.
Oh, he landed in something. But what?
Cloud.
Oh, a cloud. And his feet are just sticking out from the ground as Nami walks him. Usopp, Sanji. Oh. Is that you, Nami? That must mean you're okay. Thank goodness. Oh, it's that was Sanji reading that.
No, Sanji's out.
Oh. Sanji, are you alright? I'm so sorry about all you did for us. Yes, Sanji, you were such a brave man. Don't die on us. Well, let's get you out of here as he pulls on Usopp's legs.
Look at that huge vine. If that's the same one I saw from the ruins, that means this island cloud is above the ruins. The ruins? You mean the City of Gold? Does it really exist? Yes, but Enru took all of the gold. Anyways, the ruins were beneath it, so Zoro and the others should be there. I don't understand. The geography, Brent. I don't understand the geography, but I know it's not safe here. All right, get on. Let's find everyone and get off this island. Yeah! There's no safe place left in Skypiea. And we go back to the Arc Maxim. The engine room's blowing up because of Sanji's sabotage. Those blue sea humans. But then here's another boom somewhere else. Oh, what now?
This ship won't sink that easily. I know how to keep it afloat. I collected all the rare Jedis from my homeland, Bilka. With their Rin power, the ship can stay afloat without electricity for long enough. No matter what the likes of you do...
As he puts the gears back together.
This country's demise will go on as planned. And back in the ground... on Acer... wait! Luffy, not that way! He's holding Pierre by the beak. What? He's just swimming on the gold bomb. To the left, to the left! I can't make sudden turns! Stop destroying my homeland! And I can't see the giant jack. Can't you see the giant jack over there? I know, but oh, he crashes into something. Stop it!
I imagine Luffy trying to control that. It's like trying to control, like, remember the ball that you had to roll in Mario Galaxy?
Oh,
plus,
no.
Plus that, I'm picturing that music in my head as he's trying this. Huh? Robin's not here? And Zoro and Chopper? Neither are Wiper and Gone For. They've already gone up. Oh, it's Robin. Okay, let's go. Huh? Isa? Luffy? Is Skypiea gonna disappear? She starts crying. Aww. And I'm trying to make that mistake. Robin is looking up at the Arc Maxim as it's creating the large storm clouds. The ship is still going toward the bell tower. I wonder what happened to the navigator and others. I hope they're on that ship. Robin! Huh?
What? As Isa seems to have fallen down. What? Take care of him as Nico Robin catches her and Pierre. Oh, she's grown hands! Oh yeah, I don't think has met Nico Robin yet.
No.
Luffy? What's that ball on your arm? Robin, the golden bell is at the top of the spine, right? Anyway's going after that bell, isn't he? Well, if the bell tower does exist, that's the only place it could be. But I don't... Luffy? And Luffy continues to climb, even as he's held back by the weight of the golden ball. Hey, do you know what a navigator is? The girl with the orange hair. Nami? Nami's on that arc. But I only hear one voice up there. What? There! And it's Robin and Usopp. Nami and Usopp, sorry. Oh, Robin! Isa, I'm glad you're all right. Navigator, Longhose, and Mr. Cook.
Nami! Isa, where's Luffy? Isn't he with you? Zoro! Chopper! Weird Knight! Oh, the gorilla! I can't believe they were all beaten! If only I had been there. Luffy's climbing the vine right now to save you, Nami. He's going back up to where Enaru is. Oh no! We missed each other? It was just a minute ago. I tried to stop him, but... he's got bad timing. We don't have much time left. We need to escape right away. It's okay. I'll chase him down on the waiver. You guys go on ahead and get the merry going. You guys go ahead and get them going merry. I hate that they call it that. What? And Luffy is running up with the golden ball, dragging behind. Enaru! I won't let you get your way! I guess he could just, circle around like that. Not a bad idea, but I'm sure this is exhausting.
Skypiea, Angel Island. Captain, we need to use the boats on the dock too. We won't all fit. We'll have to go the long way around. All of you, quickly. Use the dial to create a river on the island. Yes, sir. How many are left? There are still about half of us. Tell them to leave their belongings behind. Just get everyone out to the ocean. Yes, sir. And back on the ship? The lightning clouds are dispersing. According to plan, Sandian's hidden cloud village. And so enough, everyone's trying to pack it. Hurry and get on the ship! The sky's getting darker! Chief, Isa still isn't back. Yes, I hope she's with one of the warriors. In the forest, Conus is on a gourmet. The wind stop. The sea is so quiet.
Turn the page and oh, it's Enru has started his assault. He's sending down lightning strikes in upper yard into the Angel Island. And it's just people panicking. Run! Run! And the Straw Hats and I start looking in horror. Now, why don't we... Huh?
Start the feast. Mama Ragan! As Enru continues to strike light, multiple lightning strikes onto the island. And oh, hell of an ending.
Yep, to be continued in One Piece Volume 31. Congratulations, you read the first 30 volumes of the manga.
Oh, damn. And little coloring page, and maybe it'll actually be some color in...
Chapter 286, The Shandoran Demon.
It's this great search for Blackbeard, Volume 13. Had a disrespectful comment about Whitebeard, and Ace just punched a guy in the face and he's lying bloody on the floor. And not too smart, Ace, he just blew your cover.
Yep. All right.
Yeah, he really is Luffy's brother.
Yeah, of course. So it's my turn to start, and oh, there's a face we haven't seen in a while. It's Amazon.
Hold it right there, your exit fee, that'll be 2 billion extols per person.
And she's taking pictures of the people running away.
Miss Amazon, you need to hurry and run away too.
Huh?
Heaven's Gate, the White Sea.
Hurry to Cloud's End, this country's done for.
Huh?
It's going to be destroyed.
And back to Angel Island, the White Sea, or what's left of it anyway. It's just being incinerated by the Mama Ragan.
Get off the island, run, run! The lightning just keeps getting bigger and bigger! The ships in the harbor are wrecked! Head west of the beach, quickly, there's still boats there! Run to the west! Quickly, people! Leave your belongings behind!
And as it continues, Conus just puts her head down in sadness. And Luffy still run up the beanstalk. That arc is fast. Enru! As he screams his teeth.
Chief, hurry, get to the ship!
Oh, great warrior Kalagawa.
Kalagura.
Please, Kalagura, please protect everyone. And kaboom! Oh, it managed to hit the ruins. Ruins as the rest of the Straw Hats fly back.
That lightning bullet was huge! If we stay here, we'll get burnt to a crisp.
Everyone, hurry to the ship. I'll go get Luffy. We'll be right behind you. All right, understood.
If the enemy's up in the sky, even Luffy may not be able to. Please let me get there in time. Let's make it out of there somewhere, Hal, before this entire country's destroyed. As she races up the giant shack, and Wiper is finally regained consciousness, he's standing up.
Robin, hurry, we're going to carry the ship somehow.
Wiper, swordsman, weird old guy. Everyone's all waking up.
Enru. Thank goodness you're awake. Hey, we're running out of time. Can you walk?
It has begun.
We must hurry. There's nothing more we can do here. Wiper! As Wiper looks on into the distance.
What a view. Wiper! And Wiper continues to just stare out at the destruction. I swear, under great warrior Kalagura, bring back the light of Shandora. Wiper. Oh, flashback time when Wiper was a kid. Your distant ancestor, the great warrior Kalagura, had one other reason for wanting to take back our homeland, no matter the cost.
Another reason?
Yes, to Kalagura was his greatest regret. Listen. Listen closely. The great warrior Kalagura had a dear friend.
A dear friend?
Yes, 400 years ago, he came. His name was...
Did you get ready for this? Mont Blanc Noland.
Oh, Noland the Liar. Oh, wow.
And then it certainly is flashback time because we're going to be here for quite a bit. So this is a tale from long, long ago as we escaped the destruction of Skypiea. We're going to take a bit of a break from that because this is very, very important. Let us travel back 400 years to Jaya on the Grand Line 400 years ago as a group of pirates are running away from a forest onto the boat. Get back to the ship! He's not human! It's the demon of Shandora! He's a monster! He's gonna kill us! Hurry, get on the ship! He's coming! He's coming! He's here! Ah! Go! Get us out of here! Wait, Captain, we're still... Captain, save us!
He's here! Captain, forgive me!
As someone unspins a chain and... Oh! He just threw a fucking wrecking ball at the ship! Holy crap! I will eliminate you, as he jumps up and killed every single guy on the ship. Oh my god.
He's grabbing one of them by the head. And, that's the great warrior Kalgara. Leave everything behind and go. Great warrior Shandora, Kalgara, as the ship now burns and he returns to land. Somewhere on the Grand Line. As we go to another undisclosed ship. It's just one storm after another. Giant whirlpools, snow. Still no sign of an island. Admiral, here's my report. We've reached the end of our provisions. We are now officially in dire straits. Oh, the cook has collapsed. No more food? Oh, blast. And then someone jumps off the ship. What? Admiral, what's going on? I guess the Admiral decided to commit suicide instead of stick on the boat for much longer.
The Admiral fell into the ocean. Does he know this is Grand End Line? Did he jump? He abandoned us? Admiral! Was he so hungry he chose death instead? Don't talk nonsense. He's a great man. He's made it back from this ocean twice already. His nose are probably stronger than all the elves combined. Then how do you explain these neatly folded clothes and shoes? Hey, somebody go after him. No way. These worlds are swarming with monsters. Is that coming up? What? A chestnut? A chestnut? Yeah, so another chestnut that's floating in the water. Admiral climbs back up. Admiral, welcome back, sir. Yep. It gave a good fight. Here. What's this, a rope? Hollow up. Whoa! Oh, as a fish pops up. What is that? I think, Admiral. Did you catch this thing while you were down there? Let's see. Not doing anything really does dull the senses. And Mont Blanc Norman, Exploration Ship Admiral, Left Nail Kingdom North Blue. Oh, wow.
Yep, so, that's the man that was in that fairy tale. So we're going to learn more about him and what his connection to Shandora is in Chapter 287, God Killing.
One Piece, it's hot in here.
Yeah.
And it seems like the Straw Hats on at a beachside ramen and shop, a seafood boil. Well, Sanji's just... Yeah, and it's also joined by a bunch of wild boars who seem to be really enjoying that ramen.
That does look pretty good. My favorite part is Zoro begging Sanji for seconds. Not even asking please, just shoving it in front of him.
Okay, let's see. It's my turn now.
Yep, and we're going to be in flashback town for a little bit, so prepare for that.
Yeah, the ship's stuck in a storm. This blasted storm isn't letting up, Admiral. So it seems that way. How can you be so calm? We lost the yardarm. Where is it? The mainmast, bring a rope! As Nolan writes in his note journal, we've been at sea for over 2 years now, compared to the 2 1-month voyages I took in the past. It's like a miracle. Hmm? Hey, did you hear something just now? Do you mean the thunder? No. Something beautiful. Like the sound of a bell.
May 21st, 1122, the age of Cayenne. Jaya on the Grand Line. And then you see distant south birds flying away as it rains. High Priest Fantori! Stay with us! Fantori! You must guide us!
One more person, then another will die. The crops will succumb to death as well. Only blood will flow into the earth. This land has been cursed. If things keep on in this village, all the Sandians will be wiped out.
Oh, what do we do? Fantori!
Never fear. Just do as I say. Pay tribute to the gods, to the great Kashigami. Blood! You must offer a blood on the sacrificial altar! Oh, a blood shit. Sacrifice for our mistake! offer the blood of the most beautiful maiden in the village to Kashikami. Moose, offer that girl as a sacrifice. It is the only way.
I'm pretty sure it's pronounced Moose.
And as the chief dies,
Pentoy!
It's no use. He has no pulse. First the old medicine woman, and now Pentoy's life as well. Who will guide us now? How many does this make? How many are dead? More than 100. How can this be? Nothing like this has ever happened in the past. Huh? Hey. Hey, you. What's that marker?
What?
And as he... This one guy wants out... Wait, Seto! Don't follow him. But... Once the mark of the evil spirit has appeared, once that happens, he's done for.
This is a nightmare. Let me wake up. Disappear! Disappear! No! Oh!
He's trying to scrape the skin off with a rock.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
And it's Moose, the woman that's being sacrificed to the altar.
If there's a chance we'll help us, then I'll gladly offer myself.
That was an about face, but no, it's her mother.
Why are you crying, Mama? I'm going to meet the sun god. It's an honor to be chosen as a sacrifice. If my life can be of use to the villagers, then I'm happy. Thank you for raising me, Mama. Moose!
And there's the kid that was scraping himself with a rock.
Great warrior, Kagura!
Seto.
I wanted to be just like you someday. I wanted to be a courageous warrior. I wanted to fight to protect this land. I don't want to die this way.
And back on the ocean. Wow, that's just what I expected from you, Admiral. We turned the helm in the direction you said, and there really was an island there. Looks well managed weather out this storm. Good. Give it up. You can't ride a raver. You men really didn't hear it? No, none of us heard a bell, right? Yeah, you must have been hearing things, Admiral. Woohoo, dry land! What a magnificent forest. Hope we'll find some new specimens for our research. Sure enough, those are Joe birds.
South birds. Flying.
The what?
South birds.
Oh, south birds. Why did it keep facing this way? Admiral, maybe that's the sound you heard. Come on, quit cheesing. I will never mistake that for the sound of these weird birds. Admiral, that's...
And then sure enough, he does hear a bell. He hears a bell ringing 4 times.
Ah, amazing. What a beautiful sound.
And that really makes Nolan happy. Apparently there really are people here.
Wait a minute, Admiral!
Mm-hmm.
Somebody's collapsed over here!
Oh, and it's Seto, the one that was rubbing the rock on his arm.
Oh no, invaders!
Admiral, this kid, something's wrong with him. Hey, boy! And he starts running away.
Hey, wait, hey you!
And then, as time goes by, it's tree fever.
What? Tree fever?
He hasn't been treated at all.
Not good! This island is bad news! It's the plague!
Do we have any canine? Only a liver. A little. Vaccinate all of us. Admiral, you can't mean... We are going to have a look around. It's eating away the crabs, too. This is Joe from... As they... run into the village. Admiral, there are only sick people here. Are there any healthy people? Answer me, what's happening here? As the Sandoans and bang on the drums... Moose was her name?
Mm-hmm.
Is on a boat of... Oh, that's, being... And Nick going to the altar? Take the girl to the altar, God of the sun, God of the rain, God of the forest, God of the earth.
Does this altar look familiar to you?
Oh, shit. Oh, fuck, that was where the boat was, the girl Harry was on.
Yep. This is hard to watch. They're putting her on a sacrificial altar.
We offer you the blood of this girl and ask that you show mercy to our village.
It's here! The god has arrived! It's the great Kashigami!
As there is a very significant silhouette in the water.
God.
And, oh, it's a giant snake that looks not unlike the one in Skypiea.
Moose! Give it up! It's for the good of the village!
Oh, great Kashigami, what a divine form you have. Great Kashigami,
I beg you, save my mother, my son, please save my father.
As the snake gets ready to eat Moose, but then there's something diving into the water. What was that? Something fell in. Oh!
And oh, something sliced off the serpent's head, and oh, it's Nolan.
Great Kashigami. Oh. And the Sandoans look in shock. How could you?
God killing. Who is he? Kill him. He's cursed us all. Kill the call. Kill the intruder too. This ceremony is over. We must offer blood immediately. She shed blood on the altar. You must have been terrified. You're safe now. There's no need for you to die.
And Conqueror's pissed.
Our Moose is crying.
And oh, SBS corner. Okay, I'll be ordered this time.
The question corner is starting. Ta-da!
Oh, new header. Right. It's Mashira and Shoujo making an SBS with bananas.
All right, I said it. I really said it. I'm so excited. I bet you all thought I've given up, lady, did you? That was so naive of you. Very naive. I've just been waiting for a chance, biding my time. Ah, this feels great. I won't let anyone hijack this anymore. Come on, bring it on.
Oda-sensei, I've been watching One Piece, and I have a question. How come Luffy and Zoro and the rest don't have armpit hair? I'm younger than Luffy, but I've got a ton of the stuff. How come they don't have any armpit hair? Really, why not?
Did you want me to draw that? If anyone wants it, I'll totally draw it, you know. A lot of it, too.
What does Zoro's new technique, the insert pound phoenix, mean? Tangerine.
It's a reference to how cannons are classified. As in 12-pounder gun and 24-pounder gun. And the number refers to the rate of the cannonball. Even with a 12-pounder gun, the rate of the cannon itself is more than a ton. 1 pound equals about 0.45 kilograms. We gotta be careful not to mix it up with fond de foe. That's one used in French cooking. Also, the Japanese word for phoenix sounds just like the word for gun. And sure enough, Luffy's got a drawing of a 12-pounder gun.
Yeah, so just imagine, like, Zoro's caliber phoenix. It's with the power of, like, something stronger than an average cannon. All right, well, that's going to do it for episode 63 of the podcast. Thank you guys all so much for listening or watching if you're watching on YouTube. Be sure to like, comment, and subscribe. And if you want to see more from the podcast, especially if you want to see it early, you can check us out on Patreon, which is patreon.com/superbonusround. Where for just $3 a month, not only do you get episodes a week before they're supposed to go out, but you also get access to our commentary tracks and for our movies specials and reviews. Those reviews themselves will always be free, but the commentary tracks are exclusive. And be sure to join us next time for episode 64 of the podcast. We'll be covering chapters 288 to 292. Not much left to go till that 300 milestone. I'm sorry. 300 milestone coming up real fast. Sooner than you think. Until then, I've been John Mugiwara JM.
I'm Jack Peanut.
And remember, when binging the devil's fruit, don't sacrifice it at the altar. God's not real. Bye-bye, everybody. Thank you for binging the devil's fruit with us today. If you'd like to enhance your binging experience even further, for just $3 a month, not only do you get access to episodes 1 week before they go live for the public, you also get exclusive access to our commentary tracks for our One Piece anime movie special reviews on our Patreon. The review episodes themselves will always be free to all listeners, but if you want the commentary tracks, that's patreon.com/superbonusround. Thanks for your support.